This week, Nike announced a lifetime partnership with NBA superstar LeBron James that will pay him about $30 million a year or more. The exact details of the deal remain private, insofar as anything involving LeBron James is private. Maybe it's $40 million a year. Maybe it's all the millions. Anyway, the deal is big enough to make one wonder whether LeBron is the next Michael, as in Jordan, as in Air Jordan, as in Nike named a building on the company campus after him. Air Jordan started with sneakers. Now you can buy Air Jordan onesies. Mark Gannis, who heads a Chicago-based firm called Sports Corp, doesn't necessarily think Nike can do it again.
I don't believe that Nike feels that they can replicate the magic of the Air Jordan brand. It is such an important brand in and of itself that has been cultivated and managed so well that it is no longer dependent on Michael doing promotional appearances, commercials, or other similar activities in order to support it.
According to Mark Gannis, if Air Jordan were to split from Nike, it would be the third largest business in the sporting goods world, behind only Nike itself and Adidas. Andrew Zimbalist, professor of economics at Smith College and author of several works on the economics of sports, feels Michael Jordan's rise to that level of popularity and commercial power is not hard to explain.
He's a monopolist. There's only one Michael Jordan in the world, and monopolists make their hay by limiting the supply of their output and charging a higher price for it. And that's been the fundamental strategy. He and his handlers have been very selective. And they've also been selective in terms of the image that is portrayed by his endorsement of these products.
Jordan protected that image most famously, or infamously, in 1990. He was asked to support Democratic Senate candidate Harvey Gantt over Republican Jesse Helms. Jordan may or may not have actually said Republicans buy sneakers too, but he did not endorse Gantt. LeBron James, on the other hand, wore the I Can't Breathe t-shirt to support Eric Garner, who died at the hands of several New York police officers who were arresting him for selling cigarettes. James has spoken out in support of other individuals and causes as well. In that sense, he's sort of an anti-Jordan. Mark Gannis feels LeBron's operating in a different commercial landscape, at least with regard to taking stands.
It was a very good idea not to, if you're trying to build a brand and a business up until the current social media age. Now it's a little different. Now, because some of these things have gone mainstream, it's a lot easier for athletes to take some positions like LeBron has taken. In fact, in some cases, it's expected.
Given the scale of the deal announced this week, which pays James at least $7 million a year more than he makes to play basketball, it's a cinch he will have the security to endorse whomever he wants and support whatever cause he chooses to support. But will his name, his sneaker, his brand ever approach the glittering brilliance of brand Jordan? You'll recall that Mark Gannis doesn't think so, and neither does Andrew Zimbalist.
He's not going to be worth as much to Nike as Michael Jordan has been worth. He's not the same level of talent. He's not the same type of personality that Michael Jordan has been and is still. But he's going to be worth hundreds of millions of dollars to Nike.
Which is, after all, the point.